It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Coming out is a difficult process for anyone. What are the challenges for men and women who have been married, raised families, and discover they're homosexual? That's the focus of the book, When Opposites No Longer Attract, by our guest, Michael Testa, whose experience inspired the book. Michael Testa, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be here today. Thank you for the invitation.
And also taking part in the conversation is April Lachlan, whose ex-husband came out as gay. April Lachlan, good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Michael, let's start with you. At what point in your marriage did you realize that you might be gay?
Well, that's kind of a continuum question because it's a process that develops, at least me personally, where maybe early on, and I talk about this in the book, where, you know, I did certain things. People say, well, that was pretty obvious that you were gay. And to me, it wasn't. It was just my way of being. So as the continuum occurred and I started to think, well, these feelings are getting a little stronger than at one point in time, then at somewhere in my 30s, you know, I was able to chat with people who are in my same situation. And then it really came to light that maybe it's something I should pay attention to.
You say in your book, this is a direct quote from the mm-hmm. book, it took me a long time to discover and to tell the truth about it. 25 years ago, I would have been just as adamant that I was straight, end quote. I'm guessing that this might be hard for some people to wrap their minds around. Explain how these kind of conflicted feelings are even possible.
Well, for one thing, society, and I talk about in the beginning of the book, where we're raised a certain way. Every Disney movie you go see, you know, they find Prince Charming, get married, live happily ever after in the same format for everyone. Well, when you start to discover that that's not the format that your mind is thinking, it's a little more difficult. And, you know, now I came out 15 years ago, and now, you know, we have gay marriage in Pennsylvania. I'm on the board of Equality Pennsylvania, and, you know, we're still right now fighting for non-discrimination, which we don't have across the state. So just the way that you come out and you're faced with, oh, my God, who and what is going to be left when I do come out? And that's something that I really had to consider as far as, you know, what will happen. It's just like, you know, a bomb went off and you are here now. The bomb went off. Now what's the damage or not?
When did you realize that you had to speak to your wife about your feelings?
We really didn't get there. It was sort of just like crash and burn. That really did not happen that way. We really still
like
have
crash and burn.
The relationship just crashed and burned because it all happened at once. It wasn't a gradual thing. It just crashed and burned all at once. It probably still not managed right yet.
You mentioned that your children from your marriage still live with you. What was your biggest concern when coming out to your family?
My biggest concern was being accepted, not being abandoned, being cared for as the person that I am, not for what I have now become, and which inherently was always in me, but just now, you know, becoming a little bit more obvious. And just really was concerned that I would be alone and there would be no support. And there really at that time was very little support. And one of the reasons I wrote this book was because there still is very little support for individuals who are coming out like this. You know, social media has helped quite a bit, but there still is no collection of stories like we put together in this book for someone to pick up and say, oh, maybe this is me, maybe it's not me. At least there's something for them to read, to have, and we shared our stories to help them get through some of the you know, problems and through the situations that we went through.
How did your friends and family, you said you were, you know, worried about being alone, kind of
yes.
cut off. How did your friends and family accept you after the divorce and after you came out?
Well, at first it was a little contentious. And, you know, my family knows me well enough to know that when I make a decision and that's just it. But my family came around not too long afterwards. I ended up getting in a relationship quite soon after I had left my ex-wife. It was around 6 months. And my family accepted my partner at the time, and still we're no longer together, but, you know, became a part of the family. And just when I introduced the family, we just showed up together. So here it is. This is what it's like, you know, accept it or not. And, you know, in any divorce situation, you're going to lose friends. So when you're coming out, you lose friends, and any divorce, you're going to lose friends. There's always someone that picks sides. So it's hard to really pull out what happened with other people as I came out and everybody knew about it, who actually was, you know, the fallout was from me coming out, or the fallout was just because I divorced.
So where was the strongest support coming from?
My family was pretty strong. I had a great therapist, and unfortunately, my book is dedicated to her. She passed away not long after I came out, and she really, really pulled me through everything. And that really, you know, I strongly recommend in the book that people find a therapist who can help you get through it, because most people really don't know what we're going through. Most people, it's very difficult for them to provide support, because they don't know how to do it.
You can join our conversation with Michael Testa, author of When Opposites No Longer Attract, about his experience coming out as gay to his wife and family. Our number, 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Email is essspgh@wesa.fm. On Twitter at essspgh, hashtag EPLive. April Lachlan, your former husband,
yes,
came out to you as gay. Describe how that happened. How did he break the news to you?
Well, I was on vacation with my sister in the south of France, and I received a phone call from my mother saying I had to call home because my husband and my father were fighting. I guess my father found some profile on the internet and confronted my husband about it. So my mom called us in France. I called my husband, and he said, "You are the only woman I'll ever love." And I said, "I know," because I had suspected.
How long had you been married?
5 years.
That's longer than a lot of marriages. so you say you suspected. You had an inkling. So were you in denial about that, or were you afraid to confront that?
Oh, no, I asked him lots of times, even before we got married. And he said, no, no, no. And I believed him because I loved him. And he's who I wanted to be with.
By this time, you had two children with your husband?
Yes.
So when this all came out, how did the children react?
Well, they were really young. And I think my son was 4 and my daughter was 2. So my husband and I decided to tell them together, he and I, when it was time. So when the time came, we told them. And our daughter didn't understand. She was too young. I think she was maybe 4 at the time. And our son was 6. He understood a little bit, but not a whole lot, until he got a little bit older. Then he got angry. But now they're 12 and 14. They're very proud to have a gay father.
So what are the family relationships like today?
Fantastic. My ex-husband is my best friend.
Do you ever ask your husband, or have you ever asked him, why he married you in the first place?
Yes.
And what did he say?
He said, because he loved me. And I said, well, that's good, but you have to be true to you.
So what advice do you have for spouses who might find themselves in the same situation?
I would say definitely read the book. Try to be as understanding as you can. Just try to understand how difficult it is for that person to come out. It's not easy. No divorce is easy, but this is more than that. So just try, and don't take it personally, because it's nothing that he or she did, you know, to turn that person gay. That's just them. So try to be understanding and helpful.
Our guests are Michael Testa, author of the book When Opposites No Longer Attract, about coming out as gay to his wife, and April Lachlan, who you just heard, whose former husband came out to her as gay. You can join the conversation at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. You can share a similar experience if you've had one, or if you're going through it now, you may have some questions. We have people here who can certainly answer your questions. 412-246-2002. Email ESSPGH at WESA.FM, on Twitter at ESSPGH, hashtag EP Live. Michael, in your essay for The Advocate, you write that women coming out as lesbians and going through divorces seem to handle it better than men in the same situation. Why is that?
When I interviewed the four women that were in the book, are in the book, they seem to have had better conversations with their spouses. They didn't go on a path to cheat prior to coming out. It is almost like when they determined that, they stopped and took a look at what their life was like or going to be like, managed their children for the ones who managed their children, and moved along in a process that I felt was just much more of a strategy as to what they're going to do next. And the men in the book seem to really, you know, like, as I have in the book, a section on gay adolescence. It's just like, woohoo, you know, go out there, have a good time. And maybe that might just be a male-female thing. But I think that the women just themselves kind of managed it a little bit more slowly, more methodically, and you know, kind of took a look around to see where they would go next and did it in a slower and you know, more graceful pace.
What is the hardest thing about finally talking to your wife and letting her know, being open with her and truthful? And why do so many men have a hard time with it, gay men?
It's just difficult to talk about it, period. It's not as though, I mean, again, we're 15 years past when I came out. We're in a place where in Pennsylvania you can get married and I believe 19 other states, maybe, I don't know if we count Wisconsin yet, but I think that maybe 20. But it's a different world now. Back then, again, you had no place to go. You had no one to talk to. And the dialogue that you could have with someone was, you know, it very explosive. Like, why did you do this to me? Was, you know, they take it personally. It's nothing to take personal. It's an evolution. In the beginning of the book, we talk about the Kinsey scale. You know, what area of the sexuality scale are you landing in? It could move. Some people claim that they're bisexual. They could like both. Some of my gay friends wouldn't want to have thing to do with a woman. So it really is a matter of you know, understanding where you are and where we are now versus then. And it just was difficult to do.
412-246-2002, if you would like to join our conversation with our guests, Michael Testa, author of the book When Opposites No Longer Attract, and April Lachlan. Let's go to the phones. We have Gabe in Mount Lebanon. Gabe, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh. Good to have you.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I wanted to share a similar story. I was married and have a 15-year-old daughter, and I think explaining the situation to her at 15 was probably the most difficult part of the journey. Wondered if you guys could talk about that a little bit. I guess she was shocked and hurt, and for 2 years she didn't tell anybody her little secret that that's gay, even though I was out.
So, Michael, what advice might you be able to offer to Gabe?
Well, my sons were 5 and 3 when I came out in like April. They were very young, but I see in talking to a lot of people, no matter what you do, society's playing a role in your discussion with your daughter. Mm-hmm. And you come out to your daughter and you're very honest, and that is the best thing you can do. Be honest with yourself and your children. What happens is society starts playing into there, and then she may talk to somebody else and say that's wrong, or, you know, they are kind of set up to not believe it's a good thing, that it's a very bad thing, and certain people put that in their heads. The best thing to do is just stand your ground, be honest, stick by her side, let her get through what she needs to get through. And you know, we all, I mean, you as well, took forever to decide to come out. And then when you drop this on anyone, especially a child, they need time as well to come out. And I think as society accepts the LGBT community, you know, better, the ideas and the opinions may, you know, not be as strong. But I really think your honesty and the way you did it was the right thing to do.
Let's go to Heather in Pittsburgh. Heather, welcome to the conversation on Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
I personally haven't had the experience, but my mom kind of had gone through a similar experience. Her and my dad had gotten a divorce. Like, they were completely opposite, where they just weren't getting along anymore, and my mom wanted to get a divorce because it was pretty bad, and she kind of turned towards women, you know, and now has a partner and has been with her forever. And it was, you know, very hard for her to kind of come out, you know, after going through a messy divorce. And, you know, I was in high school, I think, at the time. I have a younger brother and a younger sister. So it was definitely difficult for them to, you know, say, one, you know, we're getting a divorce, and, you know, my mom, too, being now gay, you know, and really liking women. But at the same time, and the reason I'm calling is I think that it is very important to just be honest with yourself. And, you know, they were very honest and upfront with us, you know, even though, you know, my dad and I don't have a very good relationship.
Let me ask you if I can ask you a question, Heather. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt, but we're running a little short on time. Okay. But do you think that part of the problems with the marriage were the result of your mother perhaps knowing deep down that she was a lesbian and wanted to be with in a relationship with a woman as opposed to your father?
You know, I'm not really sure. I know that it definitely hurt, you know, my dad's ego, I guess I would want to say. I mean, he would, and I thought this was really kind of bad and poor of him, is he would try to tell us, well, your mom's gay, you know that. And it, to me, I'm the oldest, and I consider myself bisexual, and I had no problem with it. And, you know, and I kind of looked at it as, well, that's what she feels, and that's who she loves, and you can't hate that. And, you know, you have to kind of be accepting, because
I think you've summed up a lot of important things here. And both April and Michael want to jump in. Go ahead.
You know, you actually coming on the radio and talking about this is probably refreshing for you to be able to do today. I thank you for that. And admitting you're bisexual is another thing to thank you for admitting that, and, you know, coming to terms with that yourself. Most likely, from my experience and it, you know, going back to the book, you know, the latent, you know, coming out later in life and, you know, wanting to be honest with yourself and your kids and your family is truly where you stood and are. And I appreciate you actually calling in. It's great that you were talking about this. And how's your family dialogue going since this happened?
Heather has since departed.
Oh, she did?
Yes.
Okay.
But there is another question that I think would fit her situation and others like her. Mm-hmm. And would either of you recommend talking with a therapist, not only for the marriage partner, but for the children, to help ease them through a transition Absolutely. Such as this?
I would. There comes a time, though, like with my sons, that they didn't want to do it, mm-hmm. okay?
Why?
I don't know why. Maybe because they themselves thought that they could manage it, handle it. You know, you look at a kid and you're like, why are you doing that? Like, for anything they might do, you're like, what the heck? You know, but my sons didn't really want to do it. And you know, we have a great relationship. I'm very proud of the relationship I have with my sons. I love them to death.
I'm proud of mine with my children as well.
And for you, April, how is the relationship with your family, with your ex-spouse? It sounds like you're very happy.
Oh, yes. We go on vacation together.
So you're still friends.
And his partner and our family, our kids and his mom and nieces and nephews and his partner's parents and sister and nieces and nephews. We vacation together. It's great.
We have just a few seconds left, but Michael, before we wrap this up, what do you hope people will get from your book? What message are you trying to convey to people who may be in the same situation you found yourself in? We've got about 20 seconds.
that you now have a resource where you can go to and read and see that there are other people who've been through the same thing you're going through. Life doesn't end. Life gets better. This book will provide you with that information and more. I do have a blog if you want to contact me at testapublishing.com. You can communicate with me through the website and also purchase the book.
And we'll put a link at our website at wesa.fm. Our guests have been Michael Testa, author of the book When Opposites No Longer Attract, and also April Lachlan. Thank you both for sharing your stories with us. We appreciate
it. Thank you for having us.
Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, Angela Stent, author of The Limits of Partnership about U.S.-Russia Relations in the 21st Century. She is in Pittsburgh. And Pat D'Anizio, frontman for the legendary rock group The Smithereens, performing at the Three Rivers Arts Festival. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.